This recording contains explicit scenes and is not safe for work. I Wanna Feel You from the Inside. A Yuri on Ice fan work written by Forehill and read by Lenchi. Victor decides to participate in Movember. Yuri discovers many exciting new things about himself.
Yes! Don't be scared. His beard is soft to the touch. Don't be scared. You get some hair in your mouth. When you kiss him, you get some hair. You've never been with a man like him before. But each time you look at that beard, you want it more. And now he's asking you, my place or yours? Good Lord.
You are about to have sex with a bearded man.
Ooh, he rubs his bristles on your mammary glands.
With a bearded man.
This wasn't part of the plan. Don't try to fight, just get through.
Movember Celebrity Partners 2020. Viktor Nikiforov. Five-time world champion, medalist at three Winter Olympics, and winner of more other figure skating medals than we could possibly list here, has decided to partner with Movember this year. Notorious almost as much for his domination of the sport as his beauty, no one actually can remember if he's ever gone unshaven. I don't think I can either, Victor muses as we go over the paperwork. At least, not for more than half an hour, or maybe an hour, tops, in the morning. Not even on your honeymoon? We ask curiously. Victor is also, of course, married to the other living legend of men's figure skating, Katsuki Yuri. Katsuki, who's sitting in on the meeting and professes to be incapable of taking part in Movember even if he wanted to, makes a face that says, no. Victor will be donating the sum he normally spends on maintaining his good looks in a month. It's confidential, guys, but trust us, it's a lot. And the power couple has promised to match every donation dollar for dollar on Victor's fundraising page here. Day 1. He's almost managed to forget that today's the day he promised to lay down his shaving kit. So it's just as well that as Victor is nuzzling his way down the tempting line of Yuri's back, bared by a rucked-up shirt, Yuri shifts and makes a low noise. Grinning, Victor sucks a kiss into the base of his spine, usually guaranteed to make Yuri go pliant and soft. Yuri stiffens. Drawing back, Victor asks, Yuri? Yuri says, sleepy and sweet. No, it's just surprising. He reaches around and blindly pets until he finds Victor's cheek. Oh. Victor bites his lip. Stubble's already grown in over the night, slightly uneven on his cheeks and bristly over the top of his lip. You don't like it? He doesn't get a reply for a while. Maybe Yuri's fallen back asleep, maybe not. Either way, heart sinking, Victor's resigning himself to a month of no sex. Or kisses. Oh God, the things he does to raise funds for prostate cancer. Yuri says, at long last, muffled into the pillow.
No, it's fine. Please, don't stop.
Day 3. It's been 3 days of Yuri fidgeting and wearing his softest, most worn-in Mizuno shirts for practice. Victor has been putting it down to the epic beard burn Yuri has on his back and across the top of his shoulders and on the nape of his neck. Yuri flushes so beautifully. Seeing his skin permanently pinkened does things to Victor. It
does things to Yuri too, apparently. Yuri's taken first shower. "We waste so much water when we shower together, Vicha," Yuri had said, while disapprovingly looking at their utilities bill a month ago. Victor had never looked at his utilities bill before. Through the gap in the bathroom door, Victor can just about make out Yuri stroking over the back of his neck with a complicated look on his face. Victor might have angled himself on the settee in the bedroom just so he could watch Yuri in the shower. He's pretty sure Yuri knows and has generously allowed it. Here's Yuri. So giving.
"Victor?"
Yuri calls out, his voice distorted by the glass walls of the shower and the steam in the air, leaping to his feet, and then wincing because, ow, his feet. Victor makes his eager way to the bathroom.
"Yes, my love? Do we have any aloe?"
Victor blinks, then pushes his way into the bathroom proper to look through the armada of bottles on the countertop.
"Probably. Why?"
"Well," Yuri says, sounding embarrassed.
"My skin, it's stinging?"
The specter of no kisses or sex for November
seems to solidify right before Victor's eyes.
He clutches at the countertop. "Oh no," Victor pushes out of his chest.
I'm so sorry, darling."
The shower shuts off and Yuri slides the shower door open. He's pink all over from the heat of his shower, and redder where Victor's stubble has rubbed against him. Victor pulls down the softest microfiber towel they have and wraps Yuri up in it, patting him dry. Yuri sighs, head dropping to the side. "That feels nice." Normally, Victor would take that as a sign to nuzzle into soft skin stretched over tendons, maybe have a little bit of a nibble.
But now, well,
he gives Yuri a gentle push towards the bedroom. "Go lie down, love. I'll put on the aloe for you after my shower." And moisturize the hell out of his incoming beard while he's at it. Day 5. Being a virile and healthy young Russian man, no matter what Yuri Plesetsky may say, or shout, as is more likely, Victor's beard is growing in very nicely along his cheeks and around his mouth. Instagram says so. Yuri's been obligingly taking the Instagram shots. He has an annoyingly good eye for the camera for someone who so rarely shares his photographs. This morning's had been particularly good. A mirror shot of Victor neatening the bristles over the top of his lip, eyes intent and sharp in the mirror, long fingers pulling the skin around his mouth taut. Those same fingers now are squeezing tight around the base of Yuri's cock as Victor suckles gently, oh so gently, at the soft, sensitive skin just under his gorgeously wet and red glands, smearing pre-cum over Victor's stubbled cheek. Curving over Victor like he's been punched in the abdomen, Yuri's gasping and scrabbling at the fleece throw underneath him, and when Victor rubs with his cheek, Yuri's hands fly to pet uncoordinatedly at his hair, even as he makes a delicious noise that Victor's never heard before. Yuri hitches out between moans, as Victor presses sucking kisses down to where his fingers are gripping Yuri, and nuzzles his way back up.
Stop.
"But Yuri," Victor smirks, lips brushing against where Yuri's dripping with every word. "You like this, don't you?" He leans in to kiss Yuri right on the head and sinks all the way down before Yuri can respond. Yuri shrieks, hips bucking, and Victor is very glad that Makajin is locked in the guest bedroom. Breathing in deeply through his nose and relaxing his throat, Victor groans a little when the fingers in his hair clutch tight. He's using both hands to hold Yuri down now, nose nestled against the dark, musky thatch of hair at the base of Yuri's cock. It goes straight to Victor's cock, the smell of Yuri there, sweat and sex and desperation.
He starts bobbing to the rhythm of Yuri's pants, up and down on every half-scream and choking gasp out of Yuri's throat. Victor's cock is twitching under his bathrobe, slicking up a mess against his belly. But he wants to make this last, wants to make Yuri come all over himself, and then clean Yuri up with his mouth, drag his stubble all over the thin skin over Yuri's hip bones, feel Yuri's abs twitch under his lips and teeth. He wants to fuck Yuri on the carpet like an animal, drag Yuri back onto his cock over and over. Victor's going to come if he doesn't do anything about it soon, so he pulls off Yuri with a sloppy pop, just as Yuri's cock jumps in his mouth.
No!
Yuri cries, anguished, hips chasing after Victor's mouth. Victor feels like preening, and so he does, grinning and smirking against the join of Yuri's thigh, resting his cheek there and taking a breather while Yuri curses up a storm in Japanese, ending with more tugging at Victor's hair and a plea to,
"Give it to me, Victor, come on!"
"I'll give it to you," Victor promises, and proceeds to mouth at Yuri's balls, making sure that Yuri feels the prickle of his cheek against the tender skin there, and knuckle at Yuri's perineum until, with another shriek, Yuri comes all over himself and Victor's neck. Day 10. So Victor kind of knows that his stubble does things to Yuri. And Yuri's just innocently standing at the kitchen sink, washing up after their late dinner, and very innocently wearing the wide-necked cream Aran jumper that made Victor weak enough in the knees that Makichin, still frisky after a brisk walk in the chippy November night, almost knocks him over.
Okaeri,
Yuri calls, ruining all of Victor's plans to do something sneaky about the jumper situation. Giving Makichin an annoyed rub behind the ears, Victor calls back,
Tadaima,
before lowering his voice.
Maka, look, now you've spoilt the surprise.
Makichin unrepentantly pants up at him, tongue lolling out. Tableware clinks in the kitchen as Yuri slots plates carefully into the dish rack. Victor unclips the leash from Makichin's neck and gives her a pat on the rump.
Go on now, you've had your walk and your treat, to bed with you.
This Makichin obeys, at least after trotting to the kitchen to drink water and say hi to Yuri. Victor's insides go a bit gooey when he hears Yuri coo a hello at Maka, and he fumbles a bit, taking off his gloves and coat. After making sure that the bedroom door is securely closed behind Maka, Victor makes his way to the kitchen, crowds up behind Yuri, and slides his hands up under the apron that Yuri's wearing.
Hi.
He drops a kiss atop Yuri's head.
I missed you.
Yuri laughs and rinses out a pot. Rubbing it dry, he says, It's only been half an hour, Vicha. Victor at least waits till the pot is safely put away before he ducks down to rub his 10-day growth against the stretch of smooth skin along the side of Yuri's neck and murmurs,
Half an hour too long, sweetheart.
The way Yuri goes tense in his arms makes Victor come to attention, anticipatory like a hunting dog. He's not disappointed when Yuri twists around and goes up on his toes to bite a punishing kiss onto Victor's lips, hands frantic at apron ties round the back of his neck. Yuri breathes out when the apron finally comes loose and slides off onto the floor.
I hate it when you do that.
Do what? Victor's playful, smirking, as he leans back a little so he can get his hands under that goddamn jumper. Yuri's skin is so warm underneath it, he has to get his mouth on it as soon as physically possible. Yuri sighs as Victor slides his hands up, exploratory over all that skin, and under the innocent jumper like a secret. Victor can't help but lean back in to take his mouth, press a series of lavish kisses to it until Yuri's making little pleading noises in the back of his throat, and Yuri's hands are insistently pulling his hips closer. The jumper joins Yuri's apron on the floor soon enough, once they manage to fight it over Yuri's head. It takes Yuri's glasses with it, and then Yuri's blinking owlishly at him from mere inches away, And Victor's heart squeezes because Yuri's so beautiful. All long, lush lashes dipping over eyes glassy with desire. And then Yuri winds his arms around Victor's neck and reels him in. And the languid and heady night combusts right there and then in the way Yuri kisses Victor, open-mouthed, running his tongue over the sensitive, hard roof of Victor's mouth and then sucking on Victor's tongue like he wishes it was something else. When they part for breath, there's a feverish flush high on Yuri's cheeks, and Victor is pressed so close that Yuri's half-bent over the still-filled sink. Yuri's eyes have already gone heavy-lidded, and his mouth is cherry-red and obscenely wet. God, Victor groans, heartfelt, and dives back in. The hand fisted in the back of Yuri's hair, holding his head in place so that Victor can just take fuck into Yuri's mouth with his tongue, while worming the other hand down the back of Yuri's fleece bottoms. Yuri groans, full-throated, when Victor spreads his cheeks one-handed and holds there, just letting them both feel the anticipation as they grind. Breaking the kiss, Victor breathes. Can I? Yes, Yuri gasps, and turns, wanton in Victor's hold, so he's bent over clear countertop and pressing back into Victor's crotch. Please. Oh, God. Victor grinds into him, before pulling back to undo his jeans and shove them down his hips. At the same time, Yuri is getting very, very naked. Victor's never been more pleased with his predilection for going commando in his life, when there's immediate relief as his cock bobs out in the air. Victor closes in to tuck his cock between Yuri's plush cheeks, slipping the wet head teasingly against where Yuri clearly wants it as he goes, judging by the rude Japanese that Yuri spits out. Not yet, sweetheart, Victor croons into the back of his neck and sucks nasty open-mouthed kisses down Yuri's back as he sinks to his knees, lingering over the swell of Yuri's ass out from the small of his back. Yuri kicks out at him for that, petulant, and Victor goes, whoa, as he almost loses his balance. Smacking Yuri on one pert cheek, he says, hey. Get on with it then, Yuri retorts, unrepentant and bossy. Behavior like that, Victor reflects, really should not be encouraged. But his cock is aching, and Yuri is gorgeous, all the time, but especially like this. So he spreads Yuri apart, buries his face in that dark, faintly soap-smelling heat, and licks over the tight pucker of skin. Yuri judders like lightning's just gone through him before he goes pliant. And Victor loves this, too. The way Yuri goes loose and open all over, yielding to Victor's mouth, insistent on sucking over him, yielding to Victor's tongue fucking him wet and open, yielding to the abject wreck that Victor's going to make of him. Victor pulls back and rasps out, lube, before diving back in. Yuri's making so much noise over him, little moans and gasps, but he can still hear Yuri wrenching the odd end's drawer open and pawing through it, half-blind for the travel-sized lube Victor got on sale at the pharmacist's. The tube is dropped onto his thigh, and Victor blindly grasps for it before it rolls too far away. Hurry! Yuri begs, as Victor is slicking up his fingers. The wriggling ass in his face is too much, and Victor squirts the lube directly onto the red, swollen rosebud of Yuri's asshole. Yuri squeaks, and that melts away into a moan when Victor starts rubbing it in. His knees buckle when Victor works his tongue in alongside his finger. Scooting back so he's leaning against the island cabinets, Victor tugs Yuri down and back, fingers pressing slick into Yuri's hips. Yuri folds gracefully. Even when he's desperate for it, he's graceful. Onto his knees, so his ass up towards Victor, elbows and head down on a pile of discarded clothes. Darling, Victor breathes reverently. No, like this. And turns Yuri over, hauls him in so his hips are tilted up and his legs are flung over Victor's back, the hard ridge of Victor's nose wedged against the taut, hot skin of Yuri's perineum as he licks back into Yuri and fits three fingers into him at the same time. The slick, messy sounds of his fingers squelching in and out of Yuri is making Victor drip over the kitchen tile beneath him. Yuri whimpers, then clenches down hard and wails when Victor thrusts his fingers in, up, and hard against his prostate. There are fingers in his hair, suddenly, Yuri tugging him up and away, whimpering,
"No, no."
And there's a rush to rearrange themselves, Yuri's legs slipping down so his thighs are splayed over Victor's, and Victor's knees are padded by Yuri's fleece bottoms. No teasing this time. Victor holds Yuri open with his thumbs and watches the way Yuri bites at his bottom lip as the head of his cock pops in. The way Yuri's mouth falls open when the ridge of his glands rub past that much-loved ring of skin. Then, how Yuri's flush deepens as Victor sinks deeper into his silky, searing heat. Then, the blissed-out look as Yuri's eyes slip shut when Victor bottoms out, balls pressing up against his ass. It's so good like this, his cock twitching and throbbing in Yuri, the way Yuri clings to him all over the trembling and wet clutch of Yuri. Shifting his grip on Yuri, who's got his arms around Victor's neck again, Victor savors the way Yuri's eyes fly open in overwhelmed shock when he bounces him in his lap. Once, twice, before burying his face in Yuri's neck, scraping his teeth and beard over the skin stretched thin over Yuri's apple, latching onto the thin underside of his neck. The way Yuri's fingers immediately tangle painfully in his hair and press at the back of his neck sends little licks of satisfaction through Victor's belly. The way Yuri rocks down onto him, moaning like a fucking whore, makes Victor grind harder up into Yuri. Nuzzling and sucking bruises his way down Yuri's neck and collarbone, he gently pushes Yuri over into an arch worthy of an inner bower, one hand at the base of his spine and the other mid-back. Victor regrets, vaguely, the loss of Yuri's hands on his head when Yuri reaches over his own to press his hands against the cabinets behind him. They both cry out at that, the way it changes the angle of Victor's cock in Yuri. Yuri doesn't really stop, his shout softening into little desperate mews that tear at Victor's belly. "Okay," he pants out, still fucking into Yuri in short, grinding thrusts, still trying not to completely lose it at the way Yuri is twisting his hips for more. Yuri's chest is heaving, pink, and gleaming with a faint film of sweat.
"Okay,"
Yuri gasps out. "You're so good for me," Victor tells him, and gives Yuri a particularly hard thrust. Yuri jerks and wails again, and Victor leans over to rub his jaw against Yuri's right nipple. This predictably makes Yuri go wild. It makes Victor lose his head too. Having a crying, wantonly lovely creature writhing in his lap, seizing unpredictably around his cock as he fucks into him, alternating between laving at and scraping his stubble over Yuri's nipples. Yuri's screams seem to be trapped in his chest now, coming out as barely aspirated, as he gulps for air. Victor can hear himself moaning in counterpoint to it, and underpinning all that, the wet, filthy drag of his cock against Yuri, the slap of his balls against Yuri's skin, the lower drumming of Yuri's hands desperately beating against the wooden door behind him. Caught between their bodies, Yuri is steadily leaking all over their bellies, slicking up their skin. He's close, so Victor rises up onto his haunches a little, angles his hips so that a thin scream tears itself out of Yuri's throat as he ripples all around Victor, painting their bellies white, back arching even more as he tries to get Victor in even deeper. Victor gathers Yuri upright and close against himself, rolling his hips steadily into Yuri as Yuri is coming down from his orgasm and dropping biting kisses all over Victor's shoulders, feeling his heavy balls tighten up as Yuri's post-orgasm tremors shiver through both of them. Victor digs his fingers into and drags them up the hard muscle on either side of Yuri's spine, so that Yuri tenses up around him again. He groans, gravelly and low, when Yuri weakly breathes into his ear.
I want... Please... Fill me up.
Relaxing, just after Victor's hips lose their rhythm and his vision goes white.
Day 11.
It's Victor who wakes up the next morning in a mood, and Yuri has a tendency to kick the sheets off him so that he's bared to the soft morning light. One long line of smooth, milky skin, marred by pink beard burn and dark red love bites. It's too tempting. And Victor is a weak, weak man, so he gently pulls Yuri's hips up to tuck a pillow beneath them. Yuri only shifts and mutters something incomprehensible, before spreading Yuri's cheeks to just look. He looks at where Yuri's still a little wet, glistening with lube and Victor's own saliva and cum, a little puffy and dark pink, and feels a throb of desire down to his toes. The usually white skin that smooths down to where Victor really wants to put his mouth again is pink with irritation, even after the aloe that Victor had salved over it yesterday night. Oh well. He dips in with his fingers first, testing, but Yuri's still loose after their utterly depraved fuck, and the ring of muscle gives easily. Unable to hold back any longer, Victor licks a stripe up from Yuri's taint. Yuri's foot twitches next to his elbow and starts little kitten licks over his hot, soft hole. They cleaned up, of course, before going to bed yesterday night, but Victor kind of wishes Yuri still had his cum in him, that Victor could eat it out of him. Yuri comes to already whimpering, and he makes a deliciously overwhelmed, vulnerable noise, hips moving back against Victor's mouth. It goes up on a hitch as Victor sucks over the hungry, grasping clutch of him, humming around the seal of his mouth, tongue flexing within Yuri. Yuri sighs, and his pillow rustles as he rubs his face into it.
Nice.
Stiffening his tongue, Victor starts thrusting in and out with it, saliva pooling in his mouth and dripping over his chin. He wipes it up and absently starts rubbing it into the skin behind Yuri's balls, which gets Yuri louder, gets him to start pushing his hips back for more. He sobs out, as Victor switches to stroking his fingers into Yuri and sucking at his perineum, pressing down on his prostate from the outside as his fingers rub aching circles on it from the inside. Victor sits up to take Yuri in, replacing the pressure on Yuri's perineum with his thumb. Yuri, caught on his fingers and helpless with pleasure, is wretchedly alluring.
God, Yuri, you're so gorgeous, Victor murmurs, pressing the heel of his hand to his cock to take some pressure off.
Yuri turns his head to look dazedly at him. He catches the wet gleam in Yuri's eyes, blown wide and dark, and ducks down to lick around his fingers until Yuri quakes and spills over the pillow. Victor flips Yuri over, tossing the pillow off the bed, barely letting Yuri catch his breath before kissing him, grinding desperately into the groove of his hip, listening to Yuri murmur encouragement in his ear, until he, too, came in a sticky wet rush over their hips. They lie there like that, cooling down rapidly with the covers wrinkled at their feet, until Yuri laughs breathily.
Another pillow bites the dust, huh?
Instagram image. Victor, rumpled, in bed against dark grey sheets, equally rumpled. He has a good, even dark blonde growth along his cheeks and around his lips, which are very red and wet. At this angle,
faint stubble is also visible on his neck. The tops of his shoulders, bare, are visible, as are a scattering of faint hickeys that look like they're on the verge of blossoming. Victor has not succeeded in cropping out all hints of Yuri. Tufts of inky hair are just visible in the bottom left corner of the photograph. 800,128 likes. V. Nikiforov. Looking good, we think. Smile, smile, smile. If you think so too, please contribute to medical research about cancer here and read more about Movember here. Thank you for all your support so far. Smile, 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 smile. Hashtag day 11. Hashtag Movember. Hashtag hump day. Hashtag Wednesday. Hashtag woke up like this. Hashtag selfie. Load more comments. Pichichu. Jesus wept, guys. You need to slap hashtag NSFW on this. My innocent eyes. Christoph GC.
Oh, maybe they don't want people to track the tag to find this.
M. Heidi Skates.
Whew, I feel like I'm not old enough to look at this and I'm ancient.
Loop this. This is one follicularly gifted man. I can't believe we've been denied for years. V. Nikiforov.
Yuri says there are nothing innocent about your eyes, Pachit.
Russian winky face. Smile, 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 smile. Day 17. The articles on the internet seem to be cumulatively accurate. Victor's beard has been coming in quickly past the 10-day stubble mark. Yuri seems to find his facial hair compelling no matter the length. Victor is sometimes tempted to grow it out to dedushka lengths to test this hypothesis to its limits. They're cuddled together on this beautiful Tuesday evening after a strenuous day of conditioning and fine-tuning jump entries for Yuri and trying not to be overcome by the flex of Yuri's lower body muscles under clingy yoga pants for Victor. But now, anyway, they're both showered and warm and tangled together on the sofa, making out lazily as the TV buzzes in the background, some old Russian procedural. The warm, elegantly long fingers cupping Victor's face have, at some point, started stroking his whiskery cheeks. Victor's dick twinges a little in warning, but he ignores it as long as Yuri keeps on sucking his lip like that. But then the stroking fingers turn into nuzzling.
It's so soft now, Yuri marvels against his cheek. But ticklish still? I don't know, but it feels nice.
And then that somehow turns into Yuri pushing him to his knees in front of the couch, the same position they were in almost a fortnight ago when Victor twigged to exactly how much Yuri liked his stubble.
I want to, Yuri gulps, flushing.
Victor is enraptured and reaches up to cup his face in his hands.
Vicha, let me on your face.
Victor blinks at him, smile growing on his face and a coup building in his chest. They banned themselves from anything overly athletic since the kitchen thing, as Yuri embarrassedly called it, eyes averted, wincing as he landed jumps. So, in the past week, they've contented themselves, and well-contented Victor has been, with 69ing it. Victor taking fully ruthless advantage of the way Yuri goes to pieces under the power of his beard. The way he goes, from making Victor want to shake apart with clever little curls of his tongue against the thick vein running up Victor's cock and coy sucking at his balls, to moaning, mouth lax and wet, so Victor can thrust right down that tight, perfect heat of Yuri's throat while going to town on Yuri. Yuri's been giving Yuri threateningly concerned looks at the rink. Yuri talks with the sexiest little rasp now. So, yes, Victor understands if Yuri wants a break, and Victor is completely into Yuri coming on his face. Kneeling up, Victor kisses Yuri sweetly, in in counterpoint to the way he's already slipping a hand under the waistband of Yuri's sweats. Drawing back, Victor says, "Gladly, sweetheart," and sinks back down onto his haunches. Day 21. It was probably inevitable that they would end up fucking at the rink. "You keep touching your face," Yuri tells him resentfully, backing Victor up against the rink barrier one late night. Victor tries, though he has no idea what to say in his defense. It's a tic of his, he knows. Yuri tilts onto his toe picks, nuzzles into him, and sighs. It's the sigh that undoes Victor, a happy, contented little thing, like Yuri could quite happily stay there, cheek to cheek, weight resting mostly on Victor and his frankly freezing gloves melting into Victor's hip. "Yuri," Victor murmurs, "your hands are freezing." Yuri responds. "Sweetheart, come on." Yuri bites him. And Victor goes from 0 to 60 so fast, he's almost dizzy with it. There's a pause. No way Yuri didn't notice how Victor just got really hard, the way they're pressed together. "Oh," Yuri says, and the timbre of his voice makes Victor tremble. "Oh, well." Victor waits, trusting in the rink barrier to hold them both up and praying to a god he doesn't really believe in for strength. "Vicha, fuck me," purrs Yuri. They stagger to the deserted locker room, where Victor gets Yuri wet with his tongue and mouth and an emergency packet of lube, and then has Yuri up against the wall, gravity doing half the work for them as he buries his face in Yuri's neck, and Yuri moans like he's dying, legs tight around Victor's waist and fingernails scratching viciously down Victor's back. Day 28. Instagram image. Victor's wrapped in a wine red scarf and has a plaid shirt on, trench coat open over it. His beard is full, the next double expertly faded, and he actually looks his age for once. He is twisted to face the photographer, a warm laugh in his eyes. A door is pushed half open behind him. At half height, a large, fluffy poodle grins at the camera through the gap. 901,728 likes. V. Nikiforov. "Can't believe it's been almost 30 days. I've really connected to my inner lumberjack. But even when the beard goes, the connection will stay. Movember isn't just for November. You can read more about their work here." We've reached almost $500,000 in the last 28 days. Yuri and I are excited to make that a full million, so please contribute to medical research about cancer here if you can. Thank you for your amazing support from all over the world. Russian smiley, smile, 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 smile. Hashtag day 28. Hashtag Movember. Hashtag Yuri Katsky. Hashtag I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. Hashtag moisturize. Hashtag beard oil. Hashtag Detroit Grooming Co. Hashtag Corktown Grooming Oil. Load more comments. Alexander Ovechkin Official.
"Wow, is good playoff beard. You are a real hashtag ice daddy now." "Have donated, my friend." Russian smiley faces.
Bearded Willows.
"What kind of moisturizer do you use, man?"
Asking for a friend.
Christoph GC.
"Ah, but who will miss it more?"
Winky face, smile, smile, smile.
V. Nikiforov.
"Spasiba at Alexander Ovechkin Official."
At Christoph GC.
Yuri says,
"Chris!"
Crying face cow emoji. Veni.veri.victori.
paging at Catskins. I need CPR.
Well, darling, Victor smiles at Yuri, perched naked in his lap. It's your birthday in an hour. What do you want?
Victor let them take the afternoon off so they could spend it skating in lazy figures around the rink, falling in and out of their exhibition skate. Victor was choreographing a new one for Worlds as a birthday present to both Yuri and himself. They left teasing, fleeting touches on each other's skin, Victor stroking across the line of Yuri's hip, Yuri running his hand down Victor's chest. Separate showers didn't do much, not when Yuri left the bathroom door open, a clear invitation, his lithe torso bent under the fall of water visible even through the clouds of steam. Victor, proud of his self-restraint for once, hid in the kitchen and made dinner. And then, dinner. Pulling Yuri, shower damp and smelling of Victor's soap, into his lap and hand-feeding him katsudon, relishing the way Yuri leaned happily into him and scraped bite-sized pieces of pork and rice stuck together with egg and sauce off his chopsticks, sharing the Royce chocolate truffles that Yuri'd brought back from the NHK trophy for them. They melted so quickly, those chocolates, especially in the shared heat of their mouths. No wonder the simmering heat in Yuri's eyes now, the colour of and as sweetly spicy as dark rum. Yuri leans forward. They both groan as his weight shifts and says, "Fuck me open, Victor." He gasps at that, the throatiness of the order and the peremptory tone of it, heat lancing through his belly. "As you wish," he says, faintly registering the way his own voice had dropped into his chest, fingers shaking a little as he spills lube over them, rubbing to warm them up. It's hard to concentrate when Yuri's a warm, gyrating weight in his lap, hot like the filthiest of promises on his aching cock. Okay, up, up. Yuri leans up enough for Victor to tuck his hand underneath him, the meat of his palm pressing against the base of Yuri's cock, and sighs out a moan when Victor eases two fingers in easy as anything. He's hot and already slick inside. The bottom of Victor's stomach drops out when he realizes that Yuri's been so wet for you. Yuri mouths at his ear. Since my shower. Victor's going to leave this mortal plane. He adds another finger and nudges Yuri further up onto his knees, so Victor has more leverage to thrust harder.
More,
Yuri orders, grinding down forcefully.
God, sweetheart, Victor gasps. I'm not going to last at this rate.
Really? Yuri blinks at him, looking deceptively innocent, before lifting off Victor's fingers and crawling over to their bedside drawer for... Oh, God. He comes back with the black silicon cock ring they use for the days when Yuri is insatiable and makes Victor put his fingers back. Today probably counts.
Okay?
Yeah, okay, Victor says, because Yuri is warm and commanding in his lap and clenching around his fingers in ways that go straight to his cock. They're pressed so close together, Yuri hovering a little over Victor as he rubs lube over the inside of the cock ring and slides it gently over and down until it nestles at the base of Victor's cock. And then he fists Victor's cock loosely and jerks him cruelly once, twice, and Victor just sits back and feels cock-sensitive and fully hard now.
I want it, Yuri says, contemplatively, as he strokes his thumb over the sticky, wet head of Victor's cock.
When Victor wrenches his eyes open, Yuri is staring down at where he's torturing Victor into insanity, making Victor drip all over his hand and down his shaft. Turnabout is fair play. Victor adjusts the angle of his wrist and curls his fingers up and towards Yuri's pelvis, stroking hard.
Yuri lets out a wail and collapses forward over Victor, catching himself on the headboard. He pants out.
No, please. Tomorrow?
They're cheek to cheek now, and he knows the brushing of his beard against the sensitive skin of Yuri's jawline is only going to drive Yuri even more wanton. He pats insistently at Yuri's prostate to see what else he babbles, bites at Yuri's ear, and isn't disappointed.
I want you to... tomorrow... take me on the balcony.
Yuri confesses through heaving breaths, toes curling in the sheets.
I know you've always wanted to.
You too, Victor points out, more calmly than he's feeling, changing the petting to a slow, insistent rub.
Well,
Yuri tries to retort. And comes for the first time that night. It's one of Victor's many favorite things about Yuri, how he hardly ever gets soft after orgasming the first time. Smirking, Victor says,
Thought so. Fuck me.
Does that mean I win? Victor asks cheekily, sliding his fingers out of Yuri. Yuri glares at him.
Get in me.
Like this? Victor asks, one hand on Yuri's hip and the other, messier one, holding his cock in place. Yuri exhales exasperatedly and sinks down with a,
Oh, yes.
And then makes a move.
Mitya, you do the fucking.
Somehow, Victor finds it in himself to laugh. They both gasp at the feeling of it, Victor's laughter quaking through where they're joined together. Okay, he says, and draws Yuri down to kiss, planting his feet firmly on the bed. Fucking you now, love.
I think,
Yuri says dreamily, some time later, from where Victor's tipped him over onto his back and is thrusting into him, eternally fascinated by the sight of his cock disappearing into Yuri, the tight, wet ring of Yuri giving around Victor's girth.
I think perhaps you should eat me out on the balcony instead.
Victor would have come if not for the trapping pressure of the ring around his cock. He tears up instead at the pressure in his balls and thwarted relief.
Oh, Victor,
Yuri says in that same dreamy, fucked out tone.
You crying?
And reaches up to thumb at the hairless skin under his cheek. Like gravity, like moths to a lamp, his hand slips down to caress Victor's cheek.
I want to feel you between my thighs, Victor.
Victor draws almost all the way out and slams back into Yuri, his own thighs burning. Yuri screams, back curving. The curvature of his spine is a beautiful thing, the way Yuri chokes on his own breath as Victor gives it to him good. Somehow, over the pounding of the blood in his ears, Victor manages to make out Yuri panting,
off, off, off,
and groans in relief. Wait, sweetheart, wait, he begs, pulling out and starts easing the ring off, gripping the base of his cock as he does so to stave off orgasm. It's nearly for naught when Yuri reaches down to tuck long, elegant fingers into himself, eyes dark and challenging on Victor's. Fuck! The cock ring ends up tossed somewhere as Victor reaches down to fold Yuri over, thighs over his shoulders and worrying his teeth at the tender skin inside his knee, before losing himself in Yuri. Day 29. Yuri's birthday dawns, but neither of them notice until the sun is high in the sky.
We have to take a picture,
Yuri groans into Victor's shoulder.
He'd sort of collapsed on top of Victor after riding his face. After waking Victor up and telling him that he could still feel Victor's cum sliding out of him and to please do something about it. Victor had never woken up that fast in his life before.
Katsuki Yuri and his pet mountain man, Victor rasps out.
Eating Yuri out without drinking water beforehand is weirdly drying for the mouth.
Yuri hums and strokes at his face. Do you wanna fuck me?
Victor looks up to the ceiling and shakes his head regretfully.
I think I'll save it for later, darling.
Says Yuri, sounding mildly disappointed. He sits up to get Victor a drink of water, and Victor can only be grateful that he at least waits until Victor is done and the glass is safely put away, to curl his fingers around Victor's half-hard cock and say, in that whiskey-dark tone that never fails to touch fire to the lighter fluid running in Victor's veins,
"Can I convince you?"
By mutual, silent agreement, they have a nap, once Victor's done fucking Yuri sloppier and eaten his cum out of Yuri again. And then it's time for actual food and making themselves presentable, so that Yuri can Skype his family without scandalizing anyone. Victor changes the bedsheets while Yuri holds a rapid-fire and high-energy conversation in the living room, which Makuchin contributes to enthusiastically.
"Where's V-chan?"
he hears Hiroko-san ask as he's loading their soiled bedsheets into the washing machine and adding a cap of disinfectant to it. Yuri says, and turns around to look at Victor. He's wearing an oversized Detroit Skating Club hoodie, but Victor can very well visualize the way his body is twisting underneath all that cloth and almost drops the bottle of fabric softener onto his foot. Yuri smiles at him like he knows, before turning back to the computer. "He is busy with some chores, Ka-san, but he'll come by in a bit." Hiroko-san humps at that, and Victor hurriedly shoves the washing machine door shut and starts the program. When he manages to trip over Makuchin and crash-land onto the sofa next to Yuri's head, Toshiya-san is updating Yuri about the fortunes of Saga Tosu, and Mari is interrupting with updates about the betting pool that Minako-san is running.
"Ah?"
Hiroko-san claps her hands, interrupting.
"Bitch-chan, look at your beard!"
"Ah,"
comments Toshiya-san.
"Now that's a beard. Too bad Yuri's just like me and can't grow one." "Wow,"
says Mari, raising an eyebrow. Victor can't tell if that's a compliment or not. Then she says,
"I didn't know you liked that kind of thing, Yuri."
Yuri goes red as a tomato and buries his face in Victor's knee, whining,
"Mari, nah!"
"You're so cute," Victor tells him, before looking up to see the Katsuki family smiling at them.
"Screenshot,"
says Mari in her lazy deadpan, and holds up her fingers like a camera frame.
"I'll send it to you."
Instagram image. A grey sofa forms the large part of the background, with a modern, airy kitchen visible in the top third of the photograph. Victor is turned half away from the computer and is looking down at Yuri. All that is visible of Yuri is his mop of flyaway hair and the top of his ears, very pink. The fondness on Victor's face is visible in the crinkle of his eyes and through his beard. 799,984 likes. V. Nikiforov. It's hashtag Yuri Katsuki's birthday. Skyping with the family. Russian smileys. Please donate here and learn more about Movember and its work here. We are matching dollar for dollar and hope to get to a million. Hashtag day 29. Hashtag Movember. Hashtag Yuri Katsuki. Load more comments. Mila Babicheva. This is surprisingly wholesome.
Yuri Plisetsky.
Don't encourage them!
The sun is setting when they finally get round to fulfilling Yuri's fantasy. They don't actually have travel lube hidden anywhere on the balcony, and Yuri huffily presses Victor down onto the chaise lounge with one hand, with an order to stay, before stalking awkwardly back into the living room to retrieve the lube from the fireplace mantel and back out.
My cock got cold, Victor tells Yuri winsomely.
Well, whose fault is that? Says Yuri bitchily,
before dropping back down onto Victor, and they proceed to thoroughly warm each other up. It's beautiful, the way Yuri's been fucked so open in the past 24 hours by Victor's fingers, mouth, cock. He sinks down onto Victor so easily, his insides shifting and yielding, so Victor settles in deep. It's beautiful, too, how Yuri can't keep quiet, how Victor has to say, shh, darling, shh, over and over. Tuck Yuri's face into his neck as he holds Yuri's hips in place and fucks up into him, glancing against Yuri's prostate on every upthrust, making Yuri hitch up broken moans and clench dizzyingly around him whenever Victor pulls back out. The long, loose ends of Victor's dressing gown flap around them, closing them in a silky den of sin. Over Yuri's shoulder, the sun is bleeding out across the sky, tinging the clouds gold and pink. The temperature is starting to drop, and Yuri shivers a little when the breeze lifts the hair at the back of his neck. Victor quickens his thrusts, planting his feet firmer against the balcony floor, making them short and powerful. In the distance, the roar of rush hour traffic drones louder. In his ears, Yuri's moans are getting higher and louder. Come on, love, Victor coaxes, closing his eyes as he feels Yuri start to come apart. That's it. You feel so amazing, sweetheart. Come for me. There's no muffling Yuri's broken cry when he seizes up and comes, not when Victor tips over right after him and bites a rosy mark high on Yuri's neck. Yuri clings to Victor after, makes Victor carry him in all the way to the shower to warm up when the cold really sets in. Under the stinging spray of the shower, Victor smooths soap over Yuri's back and tells him, "You're so spoiled, my love." Yuri smiles up at him, dimpling and content. "And whose fault is that? I expect the same treatment on my birthday, mind." Yuri dips his eyes to half-mast, smile slipping darker and filthier. "Of course." They take poor, neglected Makuchin out for a walk and to acquire dinner, and then settle to cuddling in bed. Yuri pets Victor's face mournfully.
"I can't believe it's going to be gone so soon."
"It can grow back, darling." Victor turns his face to kiss Yuri's fingertips. Victor kind of ends up with his face between Yuri's thighs again. He's still sloppy. Puckered ring of flesh, pink with abuse and glossy. It gives unresistingly when Victor presses a finger in, and Victor watches in fascination when he draws his finger back out, coated in the remnants of their earlier exertions.
I like it, Yuri says shyly, in complete juxtaposition to the moment. Feeling like you're still in me.
Even when we were buying Golubtsy from old man Nikolyev?
Victor asks, mildly incredulous.
He likes feeling Yuri in him too, whenever Yuri fucks him, but he also feels the need to clean up after.
Yuri buries his face back in the pillow.
You're judging me.
No, no, darling. Victor hurries to reassure him. I'm not, I just, that's... kind of sexy? His cock says so anyway, and he grinds into Yuri's plush ass. See? Yuri's shoulders shake, and Victor is worried until he realizes that Yuri's laughing at him.
What kind of argument is that?
It's not, Victor says, and kisses the back of Yuri's shoulder, the nape of his neck, the curve of his jaw. Let's not argue. Yuri twists around to catch Victor's mouth with his own, sucks Victor's lower lip into his own and nips at it. Okay. As you were, then. Day 30. Instagram image. Victor, in his practice gear, with a Team Russia toque on, puffy jacket tied around his waist, he is facing the photographer, smile eclipsing his full beard, eyes very blue, though that might also be the filter. Clearly caught mid-laugh. He also has a hell of a hickey on his collarbone. 908,036 likes. B. Nikiforov. It's the last day. Thank you everyone who sent hashtag Yuri Katsky birthday wishes yesterday. And yes, Yuri's been my photographer. Isn't he talented? Russian smiley face. Thanks to your amazing contributions, we have reached our aim of 1 million USD. You can continue donating here and learn more about Movember and its work here. Hashtag day 30. Hashtag Movember. Hashtag selfie. Hashtag everything on ice. Hashtag practice. Hashtag Yuri Katsky. Load more comments. Yuri Plisetsky.
Is that why you fell down so many times today, old man?
V. Nikiforov.
We'll tell you when you're older, Yura. Smile, 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 smile.
Christoph G.C.
Ooh la la. Heart.
Catskins. Amazing effort, lads. Happy to have donated. Will you be keeping the beard at V. Nikiforov? It's kind of hard to skate when Yuri's looking at him so forlornly. Or rather, his beard.
Yuri, sweetheart, Victor says, shredding to a stop. You have to stop looking at me like that.
You really going to shave it off? Yuri asks, reaching out before retracting his hand. His cold, ice-encrusted, begloved hand. Victor laughed and took Yuri's hand in his own, peeling the glove off and holding Yuri's hand to his cheek.
I've forgotten what I look like under all this, I think.
Yuri gives him the look that says he thinks Victor is an idiot, but a sweet, lovable idiot who's very good at making him come. Keep it till tomorrow, Yuri says. Please?
Yuri, Victor says seriously, because he is over 30 and they had sex basically all weekend and his hips aren't quite what they used to be. We have practice tomorrow. Yuri flushes, as beautifully as ever, and bites his lip enticingly.
Later that night, when they're sweaty and their cum is mixed on Yuri's thighs and belly, and they're sticking together but not too disgustingly yet, Victor says,
I'm shaving the beard off, but
do you think you'd like chest hair, sweetheart? Yuri hums and traces a lazy circle down Victor's sternum before breaking off to circle his nipple.
I don't know.
Yuri lifts his head up to look at Victor from under his eyelashes, sweet and sleepy, with a hint of heat in his eyes. Let's find out. The end.
on his beard, but you don't care. You're saying, rub that beard on me everywhere. Oh yeah!
That one's a beard on me.
Sex with a bearded man. Ooh, his sweaty beard drips like a watering can.
Author's notes. Beard facts according to the internet. Women find the 10-day growth the sexiest. Beard oils are actually a thing, and I agonized for ages, 5 minutes, over which one Victor would use. Beard combs also exist. Hashtag the more you know. Follicularly gifted is stolen from a GQ guide to growing your beard in 5 weeks. You've just finished listening to I Want to Feel You from the Inside. If you enjoyed the story, please leave Fora Hale some feedback on Tumblr or archive of our own. And if you enjoyed my reading of the story, please leave me some feedback as Lunchy on archive of our own or as Lunchy_pods on Tumblr or Twitter. The music used in this recording was You Should Consider Having Sex with a Bearded Man by The Beards. And finally, some reader free talk. Hi, this is Lunchy. So this story was like, wow, this is so well written that I think it's awakening a kink in me that I didn't have previously. It was a really, really good, well-written story. I enjoyed it a lot. My initial plan was I was definitely going to record this and get it out. And then then uploaded a story about Mari, and the Mari story was like, oh my god, this is so great. And that's its own podfic that you can listen to. But so this one then got benched, and then I returned to it after I released the third chapter of Winter Song, because I thought it would be a good plan to go in and out of a longer project like Winter Song by doing little mini projects. And what I hadn't anticipated was that this podfic actually gave me a lot of problems, like performance wise. I don't think that I had really settled into like the kind of tone that I was going to give it. Like the decision hasn't really been made. It was the sex scenes were really like long and dramatic. That was how I initially performed it. And it felt weird, it felt wrong, and then I got really annoyed and at myself and the work that I had done so far, and so I got pod blocked for quite a long time. But luckily, time heals all wounds. I came back to the project, I completely deleted all the things that I had beforehand, and it worked out a lot better. I've whacked this out in like 2 days. It flowed so much better this time around. I think it was sort of percolating in my head a little bit. There were a lot of elements to the story as well. There was like that Instagram element, also that part in the beginning where it sets, contextualizes the story, the sets up the premise. And I guess those were like a bit difficult to, like, they're always a little bit difficult to translate into audio format. And I decided that I was going to have fun with it. I just thought, had that brainwave where I'm like, oh, I don't need to just read it. I can put in like boppy music, like those kind of like YouTube makeup tutorial music video, like videos. Oh, you know what? It's probably because I watch tons of like dog videos, and all the dog videos always have like this boppy music under it, and like you're like, ah, I'm in YouTube land. This is like somebody's homemade videos and stuff. So that was like my idea. I thought, yep, I'm going to put music underneath Instagram scene, so it kind of like apes like Instagram videos, and then I'm going to put music underneath that section in the beginning where it was clearly like, I guess like a print interview, but like, oh, well, I just made it, you know,
like as though it was like some sort of news segment or a package that Movember had put out or whatever for the masses, and that worked really well for me to get it going, to get it out there, and I had a lot of fun with it. I did a lot of things in this particular podfic that I wouldn't usually do, but I was enabled in the Podficker Discord chat and on Twitter, I suppose, where I was like, I don't know, accents. And then people, especially Rose Crichton, were like, do the accents, who cares? And so that is why the beginning of the podfic has a terrible Southern American accent, and then there are some other accents here and there in the Instagram posts, and that sort of element made the Instagram post actually a lot more fun to record as well, because you get, you know, it's the voice of the internet, all these people who are interacting on Victor's account when they're not characters that we know, like Mila and Yurio and Christoph. You can just you can just make up, like, who knows who's interacting with Victor and where they live in the world. So I gave people, I gave some people like different kinds of accents, and I don't know. Hopefully that was fun, fun to listen to, not too offensive, I hope. And I also gave like Chris like a way pronounced like European-ish, French-ish accent. So that was a thing. Alexander Ovechkin made a cameo, which gave my hockey RPF Russian accent skills some time to see the light of day again. So I guess when I came to actually recording this podfic, I came into it hoping to convey two things. One is that Victor is a total drama queen, so I had a lot of fun putting, you know, Victor, for the whole of November, Yuri just won't have sex with me because of my beard, and, you know, just cry tears or whatever. And the secondly, that, Victor is so besotted. So those are the two things that I thought, okay, I'm really going to emphasize these things, when I record this, because it was super fun to put those elements on top of Forahel's writing, which hopefully enhances the story in some way. Speaking of fun, this can be an interactive activity where you can guess which of the myriad sex scenes in the story was I extremely hungry. I edit as I go, and I was on such a good recording roll with the story that I didn't want to take a break until I'd done as much as I could. But at a certain point, I was like, oh my God, I'm really, really hungry, but I need to get to the end of the scene. And the scene in question was one of their beard sex escapades. So sorry for pulling back the curtain, guys, but sometimes when you are recording nasty, filthy sex, what you're really thinking about is how hungry you are and when the scene is going to end already so you can eat. So, I don't know, leave a comment or something and guess which scene it was that I was starving while I was recording it. This story did a lot of things really, really well. I've always loved the social media aspect of Yuri on Ice Fix, especially when they're done as well as Forahel has done them. Oh, but if you remember the text of the story, you may have noticed that I changed the language of Victor's Instagram from Japanese to English just for ease of comprehension, because I don't know how fun it would have been if you, instead of hearing 909,037 likes, you had to listen to 909,037 ga iine shimashita. You lose a layer of characterization there because, oh, that's really cute. Victor's got his Instagram in Japanese because he's learning Japanese because he likes Yuri. So you lose that a little bit, but you gain
you know, the ability to understand what the hell is going on in the Instagram posts. So I think it's a pretty good trade-off for at least the audio version. Oh, and if you're interested, the food that Victor mentions in one of the end scenes, like I think it's like gotsalbi or gotsulbi or something, that's cabbage rolls, in case you were wondering. And since you're this deep into listening to me ramble already, I just want to express my sincere gratitude to Lavender Frost, who made a wonderful cover for the podfic months and months and months ago. And I'd like to draw your attention to her expert fading on Victor's cheeks, achieved after discussion with UA Nuff on why doesn't this beard look like right? And apparently it's because like the beard growth should not look uniform. It should look like different lengths or something. I'm not an artist. I don't know. But apparently solved problems and looks really good. So please appreciate the expert beard shading fading in on the cover by the wonderfully talented Lambda Frost. Another thing that I really love about this story is Victor is all about dropping those terms of endearment on Yuri, and it is giving me life. All that like, honey, sweetheart, darling, all that stuff. I don't know. I think I just really like it when Victor does it. And I'm just proud. I'm just happy for him. And before I end the recording, the song is by The Beards. They are an Australian outfit, and all of their songs in some way, and they have like, I don't know, three albums or something, all of their songs are about beards. So if you are so inclined, for some reason, missing some songs about men with beards with a humorous slant to them in your life, check them out. Could be a good time. Thanks for listening all the way to the end. I hope you enjoyed it. Bye.